Hey, you are listening to Beaconess the podcast, and I am your host, your guide, Jacinda. I am a Reiki master, tarot reader, medium, and just all around healer. Here I create guided meditations that take you on a journey. So find a comfortable seat and meet me in the ether. Welcome! You are listening to Beaconess, the podcast. I am your host, Jacinda, and this is a guided meditation to get you centered AF, as it is aptly named. Now, what the hell does that mean? If you ask the internet, the Google, much of what you will find says it is being balanced, having emotional, mental, and spiritual equilibrium. Now, all of that is true, but I would go a step further and say that it means that you are tuned into yourself and have the ability to sit and just exist with that. Yeah, what's going on in there? I hope you're ready because we're about to find out. Follow my words as we get centered as fuck. Let's jump right in. Please find a comfortable seat, whether that is on a cushion, a chair, or your couch. Take a moment or two right now to get settled and ensure that you will be able to sit comfortably for the duration of this guided meditation. Once you are all settled, let's take several deep breaths in through the nose and out with an audible sigh. Do that twice more at least. When you are ready, go ahead and close your eyes. Relax the brow. Unsquinch the eyes. Unclench the jaw. Release the tongue from the roof of the mouth. Let the shoulders slide down the back, away from the ears. Let the hands rest in the lap or on either side. Allow the breath to return to normal, in and out through the nose. And maintain an upright posture using minimal effort. Next, we will scan the body, starting directly above the top of the head. As you work your way down, allow your consciousness to touch every part of your body. Maybe you even experience a slight tickle as the sight of your mind passes over every inch of you. Make sure you are visiting every curve and dip. As you scan, just pay attention to where there may be tension or emotion in the body. No need to investigate or interrogate. Just take note of any sensations and where they live in the body. Pause here for a moment with your mind's sight and the feelings that live in your body. Now we are going to begin calling back all your energy. From every person and part of your life that you send your energy to, that you pay attention to, begin calling it back to you. Don't be afraid to call your own name, but calmly, kindly. You have great power over your own energy and attention. The way you call is up to you. Maybe it is one long note sung that hangs in the air. Or maybe it is but a mysterious whisper. Call your energy back. Back from your job, back from school, from your children, parents, or partners. Imagine these pieces of your energy are miniature versions of you made of light, and as you call them back, they separate from each object of your attention and effortlessly somersault through space back to you. Call back your energy that you send to your closest friends and their issues and worries. Call back your energy from the bills, the emails, the phone calls, the housework. As these pieces of your energy make it back to you, they form a ring of light, like the ring of a planet, just out of arm's reach, that encircles you completely. Each piece of your energy races back as a point of light that then falls into this ring. The ring becomes brighter with each piece that returns. Once you have retrieved all of the energy back, this ring begins to rotate slowly. Now take a moment here to bask in the warmth of your own light. It is bright, but not blinding. It is safe and warm here in your own energy. As you sit, you will notice emotions that begin to arise. Let them rise to the surface. And as you feel them in your chest, the back of your throat, or behind your eyes, allow them to lift right out of you and drift into the ring of light encircling you. Allow whatever story that you have assigned to that emotion or feeling to drift as well. As these emotions and stories become part of the ring of light, you will see them almost like a movie scene projected onto this ring that is slowly rotating around you. No need to focus on these scenes or fixate on any part of them. You don't really need to see them. You feel them. You wrote them. Just allow the feelings and the stories to pour out and become the ring. Allow it all to pour out. No need to hold anything back or to force anything forward. Just let it flow until all that is left is stillness and breath. Rest here in the stillness. Take this time to feel the peace that exists here at the center of your being. Know that at any time you can return to this place and that it is always within you. You need only to remember. Begin to bring your awareness back to the ring of light encircling you. Widen it until it becomes a sphere, and then more like an egg that encapsulates you. The ring of light that was just past arm's reach is now a cocoon of light that is only a hand's length outside of your body. In a blink, the light sinks back into you, and you reabsorb all of the energy, emotions, and stories that you had gathered within it. It is warm, fulfilling, empowering. Notice how you shine, and that it comes from within. It's okay to smile about it. Before we head on back, let's scan the body once more. Starting directly above the top of the head, allow your mind's sight to scan down the body. Again, notice that tickle as your awareness glides over every part of you. Just notice if the sensations that you previously observed have changed at all. Scan all the way down. Once you have completed your scan, begin to come back to the room you are in. Hear the sounds in the room, the sounds just outside. Feel the parts of you that are touching your cushion or chair or couch. Wiggle your toes as you gently come back to your body. Touch each fingertip to the tip of your thumb on the same hand, one at a time, as you come back to yourself. Do both hands. Take a deep breath in through the nose and out with an audible sigh. Go ahead and do that at least twice more. Go ahead and take any movement or stretch that you need or want. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome back. please check out all my links in the episode description so that you can visit my website, Instagram, TikTok, and Shopify. If you're interested in booking any kind of healing or reading, you will find all the information you need there. Wherever you find me, please follow, like, share, and comment. I have also created a logo for Centered AF, a sort of visual representation of the experience. This way you can purchase merch that will continually remind you of how centered as fuck you are or aspire to be. Centered AF is just part one in a four-part series. We are building something, we're going somewhere, so stay tuned for the next installments. I truly hope that you enjoyed our little excursion within. Thank you so much for listening to Beaconess. And until the next time we meet in the ether, ask the question, where is your light leading you?